Welcome back to the Amazing Super Tired Nigerian Girl. Today's Friday and I'm happy. Let's get into it. So, I don't know, today's conversation is going to be very chill, I guess. I wanted to talk to you guys about letting go of just things in general, friendships, relationships, bad vibes and everything, as well as be the big person energy. You see, me, I don't know if I start with the big person energy because it's giving me vibes already. I was listening to something on Instagram. I saw this post on Instagram, Toni Tone, and she was talking about how, you know, essentially being the bigger person and, you know, letting go of stuff and feeling pity for those people who treat you bad because maybe they, you know, that day wasn't the best day of their life, you know, and just feeling pity for them instead of feeling angry. And I totally get that, you know, I get that because, yeah, it's like I feel sad for you that, you know, you're not having this fun life that I am having and stuff. But as somebody who has always been that kind of person, you know, giving chances, making excuses for other people, that's always been my vibe. I don't like confrontation, but I'm not afraid of the confrontation. That's the kind of, I don't know how to explain. I don't mind confrontation. Like, I don't like it, actually. There's no need to get angry. I feel like all those shouting back and forth and negative energy, I don't know, I really hate negative vibes. The moment I feel like something is being very negative, I just run away. I detach because I don't know, I just don't want to deal with that kind of energy. I want positive vibes or just emptiness as much as possible. So, but it doesn't mean that you can't get slapped because I'm not afraid to give it to you if you're asking for it. Do you get? So right from time, and I make excuses for people because I feel like I am an empathetic person. I always try to empathize with people. I always try to put myself in other people's energy, or like, sorry, in their like shoes, and you know, I make excuses. That's just the kind of person I've always been. So if someone's acting up or like, you know, I try to understand where they're coming from, and I ask myself, perhaps like this person is going through this. And you know, maybe this is what they mean. Even sometimes, even when it's clear as day that these people are just being bitches, I still make excuses for them. Like, okay, maybe this is not what they mean. Maybe they just don't have to express themselves. You know, all these other things. And that's all cool and fine. But I had to grow the fuck up. I feel like I snapped, and I feel like for me, I really snapped in uni. Let me say second year to final year uni. Because there are things that I didn't like, I wouldn't talk about. Even in my friendship groups, there are things that I didn't like, I wouldn't talk about. Things that I didn't feel like doing, or, you know, people taking the fucking piss. Even so-called friends. And I would just let it go. I'm not trying to, what do you call the thing? I'm not the most perfect person myself. But I feel like there's some things that even I wouldn't do when it comes to, like, boundaries and things to say to people and things not to say to people. I literally have one friend tell me to my face that I'm the most unreliable friend they had. And I was like, wow. Not to keep tabs on, like, my reliability. It's not even that. It's just, like, audacity. It's the audacity for me. But I feel like I snapped at a point because I was like, I'm just not going to deal with that shit anymore. I'm just not going to, you know, be quiet anymore. So back to what Toni said. That's all good and fine. I feel like if you catch me on a good day, you might get away with bullshit. But I am done. I am done. Oh my God. I am so done and tired of people giving the other, like, giving the victims the bad vibes. Bismillah. The bad vibes because they finally won't indulge your bullshit. It's the same thing with people. All those people that are quick to shout, emotional intelligence. Shut the fuck up. Like, what do you think is emotional intelligence? I feel like some people don't even know what emotional intelligence is to begin with. They just wag their tongues and say it to kind of blackmail you or manipulate you into not giving them the hands that they so desperately want. Do you get? So I am all for that, like peace and everything, but honestly, if you're asking for it, at some point you will get it. I don't like to be oh my god, I'm tired. I feel like the energy itself is give. It's not even, I don't know if it's giving or it's not giving. If you keep acting like a bitch, bitchness is going to catch up to you. That's just it. Like, gone are those days that, you know, it's like, me, I'm all for the underdog. Honestly, I'm all for the, like, victim at this point. Gone are those days that they'll be like, they'll be beating you down and asking you to take it. Like, who the fuck you think it is? Like, honestly, like, those type of things used to, like, really irk me. I'm not saying that you should be a nagging bitch, or I'm just be raging. That's what I'm saying. Don't get me twisted. Don't get twisted. I'm not saying that you should retaliate. Some things, sometimes, there comes a time where even if you are 100% right and somebody is bitch-assing, you just keep quiet and let them go. Because obviously, they're mad dogs, innit? You don't have to bash bulls every time. That's not what I'm trying to say. But if you are asking for it, thou shalt get some slaps. That's just it. Period. So on the letting go front, when exactly do you know it's time to let go of something? Or like, when do you just realize that, okay, things are not, you know, how they are meant to be, or like, you know, just kind of let go and just, you know, do you? So I'm going to talk about it in line with friendships. You know, sometimes there are people that you just grew out of, and that's totally fine. It doesn't mean that you guys are enemies or anything. Sometimes it's not even about growing out of somebody. Sometimes it might be simple as choosing yourself. In my experience, I chose myself, because there are just some people that you're going to jail. Also, let me ask a question. I believe that I've asked a lot of people this question in my personal life, but do you think that you make better friends, or do you think you have lasting relationships with friends that you choose, or friends that choose you, or maybe perhaps like you end up choosing each other? Because for me, in my personal life, I feel like I make friends with those that I choose. I like to think that it's because like I'm very observant of like energies and who people are before I finally decide that, okay, I want this person to be in my personal space, so that when it finally happens and we become friends, it's like the right amount of energy, the right balance of like pessimistic vibe and optimistic, you know, energies and stuff, and just who the person is, you get, at that point. I feel like it works perfectly for me. But those people that I feel like chose me without me maybe reciprocating that, you know, that, what should I call it, imprinting, I don't think I make good friends. Like, we might gel and stuff, but like I don't think that I make lasting relationships with those kind of people. And it's not, I'm not saying that kind of people, quote unquote, as a bad thing. It's just what it is, you know, I feel like. And then there are some categories of people that I feel like we never really choose each other. It's just a friendship on a very surface level that, you know, never gets to the heart. And I feel like those kind of friends are usually like, I won't call them friends at this point, but those, let me just say friends, quote unquote, those kind of friends, at this point, people that I feel like we keep taking from each other, like they're more like acquaintances, honestly. Like, you know, those people that, okay, I need to ask you a question, like you're the first person I can ask, or like you're somebody that is like, I need that from you, and maybe you need a favor, so you call me and you ask me, like, you know, how far this and that. But we never really choose each other. I feel like there's something that happens when two people finally choose each other for whatever relationship, whether it's like friendships or relationships or whatever. Because like, even in relationships now, you can be in the talking stage for a longer time, but you never really choose each other. You just kind of like get good with the flow and stuff like that. But anyways, I digress. Back to friendships. So for me, I kind of had to choose myself, And basically, in choosing myself, I had to let go of those weights that made me feel sad and basically put me in a bad mental space, because I'm very empathetic, and by that I mean that I feed off energies, and it doesn't really do well for me because I feel like I keep absorbing and absorbing and absorbing until I collapse and everybody's fine. So I would have, you know, and things at that time, things really got to me mentally. Like, I got used to, I don't want to go into it so deeply, but essentially what I had to do was this: if you as a person caused me to feel low about myself, if you as a person made me have negative emotions, like there was this girl who, I'm telling you, I don't know, for whatever reason, I just felt like, how I knew it was over was when, like, she told me that she was going to come to my city, and I was visibly shaking. I remember that day I had to make, I was making potatoes or something, like Irish potatoes, and I rinsed them because I boiled them. Let me get into recipe and food. But yeah, I boiled them and I was like sieving them, but the thought that this girl made me shake so much that I ended up pouring dinner. And you know, Irish potato, it's not something, and it's boiled, so it's not something I can pick or salvage. But like, when I realized, okay, these girls are actually having this so much negative impact on me to the point where I'm physically showing, because you can, I'm not saying that emotional, like, traumas and stuff is not bad enough, it is, but when your emotional traumas start manifesting physically, it's reached the brink of the limit. I just didn't want to have anything to do with her, and for my mental space, I didn't like where I was and how she made me feel about myself. I didn't like where I was and how, like, she, you know, just that, everything about that this thing was not good. So, and I really, like, I appreciate people that make me, that I can be my authentic self with. Essentially, that's it. So, anybody that you are with who you have to fake, you know, fake who you are with, fake who you are with them, or you have to do the most, like you're overcompensating, or you're like inherently doing something out of character, that is not your vibe. You should be with somebody who makes you resonate with who you are, and like, just where you can be home ultimately. I feel like that's what it is. So in picking myself, I just had to change. And I remember, like, when I was in law school, there was a compliment. It wasn't meant to be a compliment, I don't think. I feel like it was more of an observation. But when I heard, I took it as a compliment. Because you know how, like, every year, December is coming out, so we'll all try to do this whole new year, new me, resolutions and things. And you say you want to change who you are, and you actively keep trying to change who you are, you keep trying. But for some reason, it never sticks, you know? But then, just imagine someone giving you, well, again, it wasn't meant as a compliment, it was more as an observation. But to me, I think as a compliment, because this person said, oh, Hikma is no longer, this is not the Hikma I know, she's somebody else now. And when I heard, like, I feel like I cried a little of joy. Like, I'm so happy. Who I became might not fit the bill for every other person, because I feel like inherently me choosing myself, you know, I'm becoming this person. Some people didn't like who I was because it wasn't the version of me that they wanted, that they could control, manipulate, or take advantage of, or punch. It might be either or all, you get. So I wasn't that version anymore that they can beat down. So some people didn't like that, you know. And it was always like, oh, you were better before, or like, you know, this and that, I was this and I was that, and oh my god, like, to me, I was just like, get with the program. She moved on, she died. Learn to be self-aware, because we can't all say other people are the problem. I'm here sitting there talking to you. I know that I'm not the best human, you get. I'm sure that in other people's stories, I could be a villain one way or another. you get? But the main thing is my story and how I see myself. How you see me, because I know myself to the point where I know that I did not physically harm anybody. I can say that much. I believe I can say that much. And if cutting me off in your life would make you feel better, do that. You have to put yourself first, last. I'm self-aware to the point where I know that I can say that much about myself. Then what you feel about me is none of my business. I have to be okay with who I am. I have to go to bed and like who I am. Once I don't like who I am, or I'm not liking the moves I've been making, time has come. It just symbolizes that time has come for me to like re-strategize and get back with the program and like the person I am, essentially. That's what it means for me. Ultimately, in owning your bullshit, can you let go? Do you get? So if you own what you can own of your bullshit that you know that you are bullshitting, then you calm down, itemize everything, love yourself as much as you can. And even if you can't love yourself, because we all have times where we don't love ourselves, I feel like I'm in one of those times right now, we can understand her. Learn to understand yourself. Like, you know, I try to understand where I'm coming from. I try to love my pain and be proud of myself, even if I can't love myself. Do you get? Once you do that and you see that, okay, actually, I am bloody worth it. Let's start with that. I am so hardworking. Those are things you should say to yourself. I used to tell somebody to write affirmations. When I was going through my lowest points, I would write affirmations. Realistic ones. Don't be telling me, like, honestly, I feel like, you know, there's a problem if someone telling you, oh, you're the finest woman in the world. Shut the fuck up. That's not right. You know, that's not the truth. Write realistic affirmations of your actual, like, who you actually are. Don't write, oh, you're the best shit to ever happen to this world. Because obviously, you're not the best shit to ever happen to this world. No cap. But you can say, you've been through a lot and you have triumphed, you know, things like that. You are hardworking, you're resilient, you're this, you're that, you know, those kind of affirmations. And trust me, after you've done all this, you would see that you are enough. You're enough, and every other person is complimenting what you already, you know, can sustain yourself. And in that, you let go of unwanted energies. You let go of unwanted people. Just let them go. There comes a time where you have to pick yourself. But you see the thing, picking yourself doesn't mean that you are an island. I'm not saying you should ultimately be like, okay, I'm the only, like, I have to go. You don't have to go it alone. You're letting go of people that do not complement your life. It doesn't mean that there won't be people that complement your life. Because trust me, while I had to let go of a friend, I had to hold my other friend very close because she means a lot to me in my situation. So as you're letting go of somebody, it doesn't mean, again, back to what I said, it doesn't mean that you're enemies. It just means, like, I'm happy for you. I want you to be good. But what you bring to the table is no longer enough for me. What you bring to the table, I am no more interested in. But ultimately, I want you to be okay. We can see and we can hang, but I'm not letting you into the wall. Like, there's a wall where deep shit passes through, like deep people and everything. I'm not letting you in there. I don't know, maybe after, like, you know, over some years, this person has changed, or I can now, we're on a level where I can now get them. But at that time, this is what I had to do for myself, is what I'm telling you. So you can't go it alone. You don't have to. Actually, you can, but you don't have to. So I'm not saying you should burn bridges with everybody and fuck the world, right? But there are some people that are just beautiful and should be part of your journey. They are meant to be part of your journey. They make you better. They help you be better. Not necessarily that they do make you better, but they help you be better, and it's not such a bad thing. So ultimately, you just have to try as much as you can to pick the right choices for yourself. And in doing that, you have to pick yourself. Because honestly, I feel like at the end of the day, all this talking that I've been talking is just me letting you know that until you are enough for yourself, you can't be enough for other people. And nobody is going to, other people wouldn't be able to appreciate you until you start to appreciate yourself. I feel like people say love yourself every time. Not every time you can love yourself, because honestly, sometimes I bloody hate myself. But I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of myself. And I feel like I deserve to breathe. So if you are going to be some chaotic, I don't know, whatever, I am going to let you go for myself, essentially. That's how I deal with toxic relationships. For love relationships and everything, I feel like it's the same thing, honestly. Somebody's your ex for a reason. Sometimes you hate them, but one, believe it or not, one way or another, you learn something. And take the good and dump the bad. You don't owe it to anybody. And you don't... See, I'm sick of and tired of people that try to manipulate other people, you know? Those people that would tell you, oh, forgive and forget. See, forgiveness is for God. Honestly, if I choose to forgive you, let it be coming from me, not you. You have no right to manipulate me into forgiving you, because you know, and believe me, 9 out of 10 times, those people that say that are not even sorry. They're trying to manipulate you for their own guilt, their own guilty conscience. They're trying to ease their conscience. So they, instead of owning their bullshit and giving a proper apology, they try to manipulate you and say you should forgive and forget. You don't always have to be the bigger person. Sometimes be small. I don't know what the problem is. You can be small for like half a day, and then later you can decide to be a bigger person. But honestly, I feel like people should let other people feel what they're supposed to feel. You're supposed to feel, you have a right to, you have every right to feel angry if somebody made you angry. Why do you need to numb that pain? That's something I don't understand. Why do you need to numb that pain at that moment? You have every, I'm not saying lash out. I'm not saying be a raging bitch and burn the house down. That's not what I'm saying. But you're allowed to feel, you have every right essentially to feel what you're feeling. You know, feel it, learn from it, and move the fuck on. If you're not ready to forgive them, that's okay too. They shouldn't have done what they did, yeah? If you have to forgive them to move on, then do that. Essentially, just do you, boo.